You may be seated. You remember I promised you to tell you two prophetic words before we received the offering. Didn't I? All right. I'm going to give it to you. Don't write no checks. Don't pull out no dollars. Let's get away from this dollar mentality. Now listen to me. I went to the supermarket one morning, early one morning, to get some oranges for my wife. And in the line, there was this gentleman ahead of me with a six pack of beer. Listen closely. He paid for those beer, pulled out his wallet, he paid for those beer, and they gave him about $3 back. And I was right behind him. I saw when he opened his wallet was empty. And he put those $3 back into his wallet. Closed his wallet, put it in his pocket, turn around and look at me, and he said these words. Now listen closely. Money goes. Money really goes. It'll leave you. Money goes. And I said, yeah. I paid for my oranges and I got in the car. When I got in the car, God was in the car. And he said to me, see, God had blessed me. He said, what did you say in that store? I said, Lord, I repent in Jesus' name. I repent. Now watch this now. Watch. These are the two words. I said, Lord, I repent in Jesus' name. And out of here, I heard these two words. Money cometh. Watch now. Wait. Listen. 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 I want you to get it because it's not coming out of my head. I think these words was for the body of Christ. So I said, money cometh. And I went to church Sunday morning. I had my assistant pastor, assistant minister, doing the announcement and receiving the offering. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of the Lord came over me, and I stood up. And it was quite natural. When I stood up, he held up. Because I'm the shepherd. Right? That's the way it's supposed to be. Some of you assistant ministers better listen. I stood up, and I said, I want to share this with the congregation. And I shared the same thing I shared with you. Before I finished, a man jumped up and went to my wife. Matter of fact, that man is here today. He jumped up. Matter of fact, I'm going to have to expose him today. I thought I could keep it hid, but I'm going to have to. Stand up, Larry. Stand up. That man right there. He'll bear witness. Him and his wife. Your wife here? Yeah, stand up. They'll bear witness to it. When I told him this same story I told you and spoke the word, money coming! He went over to my wife and said, when Pastor first walked through the door, the Lord had told me to give him $500. When he spoke, money cometh, the Lord reminded me to do what he told me to do. And instantly he wrote that $500 check out and gave it to me. Not all. I was in Los Angeles, California. Then we're going to receive. I'm going to have you to say that. I'm going to have you to break all that mentality about your finances, about what you don't have. And we're going to have the biggest supernatural offering in this 2 o'clock service ever been in camp meeting. And you're going to give it. If you want the blessing, you're going to have to give it. I don't raise offering. I just receive offering. And they're supernatural. And this is the third one I received in my whole lifetime of ministry on this basis. Now, I receive offering at my church. But I don't got to tell me about receiving. I come here to receive an offering. I come here to preach. You receive it. I was in California. A man run and grabbed me. And I'm saying it all the time. Money coming. Come from here. Say it. Say it again. Money, you sense that? Say it again. Money, you sense it?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Money,
say it again.
Money,
now listen, it's not for your covetousness. It's not for you to get things. It's for you to bless the kingdom of God and all your things will be added to you. Say it again.
Money
what? Come in. This guy from Ohio run me down. Hey. I said, yes, sir. He said, me and my wife just won't bless you. I said, that sounds like the Lord. Amen. Gave me an envelope. Opened it up when I got in the hotel room. $500. He out of Ohio. I'm from Louisiana. I had my hand up in the service. Praising God. And I felt somebody, you know, right close to me. And that was a fella. He said, he caught my hand in praise and worship, and I opened my hand. That was $100. Money coming. But you know what I do with it? I put it back in the kingdom of God. But you know it always got extra left for me? to be blessed? How many of you all believe that word is from the Lord? Say it again. How many agree with me this will be one of the biggest offerings in the 2 o'clock service? How many going to help it be the biggest offering? All right, honey, give me a check and put some zeros on it. That's right, amen. Me and my wife believe in it. And we're going to give a big check here this week. We believe in this ministry. I believe in Brother Hagin. Just tell you the truth about the whole matter. I believe in Kenneth Hagin. I tell you, he got a track record all these years. You don't find that every day. And it's a combination of the Word and the Spirit. He shouldn't have to worry about no budget. Ken Jr. shouldn't be worried about no budget. We should go ahead and take care of the budget. How many of y'all believe that? So we're going to, the biggest offering at a 2 o'clock service is today. So get your checks ready. Make it out to Kenneth Hagin Ministry. Dig deep. Say it again. And I want you to look at your offering when you get it out. Everybody give something. Give everybody something. If who don't have something, hold your hand up, your neighbor give you something. Everybody in on it. Because I'm giving you these two words, I want everybody to get in on it. Now, if your neighbor don't have something, you give them something. Say it again. Money do what? Not go, it's coming. Y'all got it? What you got? Money coming. All the ladies. All right, men, don't let them outdo you. All the men. All right. Everybody. You got to say it out of here. If you need an envelope, lift your hand quickly. We're going to receive this afternoon offering. And it's going to be the biggest offering ever was on the two. I don't care how many people here. I told you, you can't operate in the senses when you're operating in the spirit. Do you know a person can pick up when you're thinking something, when they're flowing in the Holy Ghost? Had a lady sitting way in the back of the church one time, and I said, don't say that anymore. And I told her what she said. And it don't take all the evening to do it. We out of here. Somebody gonna come relieve me. Somebody gonna let. I'm the man. After the offering, what else I got to do after the offering? That's it. Preach, yeah. Hallelujah. I would like to. Glory to God. I'm not through. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Did y'all get blessed over here? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody ready with the offering? Hold it up. What you gonna say? You know the supernatural is something. Get that check up here to me, honey. I need to have something too. That's something, you know. We say money coming, but we're giving money. Amen. You know, they say money coming, but we're giving money. That's the way money comes. There's my trail. Wave your hand, boy. You're getting the opportunity of your life. Wave. That's my son. Yeah, honey. One, two, three. That woman know how to write zeros. Yeah, we want this offering to be right, though. I'm putting my word out here now. So we got to, you know, we got to add it up ourselves. Hallelujah. All right. Hold your offering up, and I'm going to bless you. Father, I've given the people your word. I believe I come in agreement in the name of Jesus Christ by the Spirit of the living God that every person who is given in this offering, Father, their businesses will increase. They'll be promoted on their jobs. Those who believe in you for certain things, Father, in Jesus' name, those things that are in line with your word, it'll happen so fast, Father, they'll be surprised when it happens. I thank you right now, Father, we plant this seed into good ground. This ministry is good ground. And we expect a harvest to come back to us that we'll have more to plant. We're planting this seed in the name of Jesus. And Father, we believe money coming. Say it again. In Jesus' name. All right, ushers, you may serve the people. Get mine first. Come get this money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the way. Glory to God.